In order to introduce how AJAX works, let's first take a look at traditional web request handling, and then compare with how a request is handled under the AJAX paradigm. Let's work through an example where the user fills out a form, say to open a bank account, starting with the user staring at a blank form in their browser. First, the user clicks from field to field, entering their name, address, email address, telephone number, and so on. Once the user has filled out the form, they click on the Submit button. Clicking on Submit sends data to the web server, which forwards it on to, say, a servlet, which then makes whatever calls are necessary to handle the back-end processing of the request. Once the back-end processing completes, the results are passed to a JSP for display, HTML is returned to the client's browser, and then rendered as the client view. There are two key points with traditional request processing. First, the call to the server is a synchronous call. The browser, and therefore the user sitting in front of the computer, is waiting for the request to be fulfilled before they can move on to the next stage. Second, although not always the case, typically a complete new page is returned from the server to be rendered by the browser. When the browser receives the new page, the complete page is redrawn. So how would you fill in this form in the AJAX world? Let's start with the user having already entered their name and now working on filling in their zip or postal code into the proper field. After they have finished entering their zip code, some JavaScript picks up the change focus event and makes an asynchronous call to the server to validate the zip code. Since the call is asynchronous, control returns immediately to the browser, and the user can continue interacting with the web page while the server side is processing the request. At some point later on, the results are returned and handled by a specified JavaScript handler, basically a callback function set on the XML HTTP request object. The JavaScript callback function executes in the client's browser, parsing and processing the server's response and letting the user know if they have entered an invalid zip code, and potentially even suggesting the proper code if they have already entered their address. Similar validation continues, where appropriate, as the user fills out the form. By the time they click Submit, many of the fields have already had at least some basic validation done. Note that this is a deeper validation than typically done with JavaScript alone, and, as this example illustrates, includes calls to the server side. So what are the differences between traditional request handling and the AJAX-based request handling? The first difference, really the first A in AJAX, is the request to the server is asynchronous, instead of the synchronous call in the traditional web world. This allows the user to continue working with the web page while the request is processed on the server. The second big difference is that in traditional web applications, typically the complete page is updated with each round trip to the server. With AJAX applications, usually the update is limited to a small portion of the web page, which needs updating based on the results returned from the server.